Hi, this is Margot. Thanks for joining me today. Today's show is called Life After Morgellons. Daisy Gets Married After Healing with Mel Friedman's Protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Daisy shared her story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call, Oldies but Goodies, on October 7th, 2017. The complete show can be heard on Mel's website, howicuredmorgellons.com. Mel Friedman, toxic disease pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice. Since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons, he now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by medical professional. So I hope you enjoy the show today. So let's tune in and see how Daisy healed from Morgellons and found love, and love saw her through her healing, and then she gets married after she's healed. I'll talk to you real soon. God bless and go in peace.
Now I believe, okay, and I'm not positive, is that you, Day?
Yep, it's Daisy.
Ah, another oldie but goodie. Well, may I ask you a couple of quick questions?
Yes.
How did you find the website?
Googling my symptoms. I actually found your website really quickly, but I was just so scared, I didn't know what to think of it, so I kept Googling, and I found this doctor, and I thought, well, he's a doctor, so surely he knows how to, you know, see this, get rid of this, and I bought his protocol that was quite expensive, and all of the things that went along with that, and I still was having tremendous symptoms, and that went on for several weeks. I want to say about 6 to 8 weeks before I came. Actually, no, that's not true. 3 to 4 months, because I remember it was October when I found your, when I actually decided to stick with you, but it was in May when I got sick. So from May to October, I had seen your website, but I tried all these other things because I thought they seemed more, I want to say the word legit, if you will. I just didn't know what to think. I just knew something was wrong, and I just didn't know what to believe or who to trust or any of those things. So after I had exhausted so many other options and spoke to other people who said they knew what I was going through, and I came back to you.
Okay, and at that point, what made you decide to go on our protocol?
When I spoke to you.
Okay. You know, many times I apologize to everyone that I don't have any letters or initials behind my name. But I believe that one day when I pass on, I might get some honorary degrees. But when it's come to toxic disease, I've been here for 10 years, and for 9 years I never asked for a penny. In fact, I used all my money to help as much as I could. So I'm glad you came back. I'm glad that, why did you decide to start this protocol?
Well, I have a son, and I thought initially that I was the only one that was sick. I was the only one having symptoms when I very first got sick. I thought that we had bed bugs and mites. And so because of that, I sent him away to his dad for the summer. So during that period for like almost that summer period from like the end of May to the beginning of September, I isolated myself and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I don't want my son around. And so I thought I was the only one who was sick. And then when my son came back home, I realized he was sick too. And that's when I was like, I cannot play around with this. I have to figure out what is wrong. And it was really for the love of my son that I knew I had to find an answer. When I spoke to you, I really felt like you knew what we were going through. You told me about things that I hadn't even shared with you, but we were experiencing, and I just knew that God had led me to you.
Okay. Would you like to tell the folks a little about life after? Because let me tell you something, young lady. I got to chase you all over the country to just get a hold of you.
I know. I agree with Ellen that, you know, when you're going through this, and everyone knows that, you know, you feel isolated, you feel alone. You believe no one can understand what you're going through because it's so weird. And it's just so hard to tell people what's going on without them thinking that you're crazy. I was very fortunate that I had a boyfriend who had already fell in love with me before I got sick. So I was able to share with him, and he believed me. It was hard for him to understand it, but he believed me. And I had that support. But I'll say that when you get well and your life starts to – because it comes back slowly. You know, it comes back slowly. As you get better, you feel more comfortable with attending, you know, different functions. Because for a long time, you isolate yourself. For like a year, we really just didn't do anything. We had one Thanksgiving and Christmas by ourselves. My son had one year where we didn't do a birthday party, which was, I've always done that. It was just, there was a year where we just had to focus on getting well. And I was, you know, I was blessed that God gave my son the maturity to understand what was going on. So as your life gets back, you know, some of those busy things start to come back. And fortunately, it's fortunate because that means you're able to resume your life. Unfortunately is that, you know, that the hecticness of life returns. Because I can say that when I was sick, somehow God gave me grace to kind of relieve a lot of the stresses of life. I still had to work. I still had to take care of my son. I had to cook for he and I, prepare his lunch for school because I couldn't allow him to eat anything at that school or drink any of those drinks. I mean, it is a lot of work, but it's different work. So your energy that used to be in things of, you know, kind of maintaining a social. Transferred to just kind of maintaining a healthy life and getting yourself well, if that makes sense.
No, it makes complete sense because that's the entire focus of the website.
Yeah.
But, let me just say a couple of quick things. First of all, boys and girls, you know that if you've been following the website that I'm going to get married here in coming year. But Daisy was the first person from our website who did get well and then got married. And then there's another young lady who is really not around much anymore. Her name was Nicole. She got well and she got married. And so you all have to know that there's definitely life after Morgellons. Would you agree with that, Day?
Yes, I would agree with that. Absolutely. But I can say in preparation, when you called me the other day and asked me, you know, to come back, I started looking at my journal and I read some of it to my now husband, and it was very sad, and it was heartbreaking.
What was the name of your thread?
I didn't have a thread. I mean, my journal and my phone. I was the Sunday prayer call. I never had a thread. I wasn't much of a writer. I wasn't much of a writer before I got sick, and then when I got sick, the brain fog, I mean, like, it was terrible. I could hardly write anything, and it didn't make sense. So I didn't do a thread. It would just be under the prayer call. I would add a couple little things about my life in there. So I didn't really have a thread, but I was looking at my journal that I keep on my iPhone under my notes, and I was just reading how at one point I felt like I just wanted to die. I didn't want to kill myself, but I begged God in this prayer to bring me home with him because I felt like it was just too hard to deal with this. And I say all of this to say that this condition will make you feel like you can't go on. But that's when you're supposed to cast your cares on God and allow him to carry you the rest of the way. This is too big for us. And we have to give it to him. And when I say too big for us, meaning he will guide us, he will lead us, and he led us to Mel. It was by no mistake. I want everyone on this call to understand there was no mistake that you were led to him. Because I don't know anybody who, and I spent a lot of money, and I don't want to get into all of that, but I dumped a whole lot of money into trying to get well, listening to other people that I found online and other things. No. He has been given this gift by God to help people get well, and this ministry is what he has. So not to get off course, but, you know, I just say that this condition will make you feel like you're alone, that no one, you know, that God has left you. He has not. It will make you feel like you want to, you know, leave this world. You don't have to. There is life after Morgellons.
Wow, thank you very much. You guys, hey, I can't thank you enough. And another thing, boys and girls, the Sunday prayer meetings began at the request of Daisy. And Daisy was one of the original prayer warriors. I guess they're right there with Rose, huh?
Yeah.
And I could just never thank you enough, Dave, because you've always been willing to come back when I can catch you to help every chance I ask. So God bless you, honey. Let's get some questions here. This lady's got it together, boys and girls. Come on, somebody have a question for Dave? She has children. She has a husband. Oh, here we go. Thank you, Aunt Laura. Well, I can count on you.
I love asking questions because I actually feel that I'm so close. And so a lot of my questions are about the emotional aspect of it. And Daisy, thank you so much for taking the time to come back and give us all the hope and courage to continue. But I'd like to ask you how long it took you when you thought you were well to just open yourself to letting love in your life again, I guess.
Okay. So I started the protocol in October of 14, and I started feeling like it was okay for my then boyfriend and I to, because we separate, like, we would only talk on the phone. We really wouldn't see each other that much. And, you know, we limited our interactions with one another because I was so afraid to get him sick. I actually told him he needed to find another girlfriend, but he said he was not starting over. I'm so glad he did not listen to me. So I would say it was in the summer of, not summer, it was in the fall, it was a year later, yeah, I would say it was about a year later is when I really started to feel like, okay, I was about 90%. Because, let me see, at 2014, we got married in 16. We got married, yeah. So I would say about a year and a couple months, I felt like I was about 90-some-odd%. But I was really strict. And the reason why I was so strict is because I would always listen to Ellen. I read everything of Ellen's and a whole bunch of – I read everything. And I was very, very strict. I like Ellen. I, when it came to the diet and stuff, I really did not cheat. I went really, really, really hard for like 10 months without eating any sugar. Like, I was furious, and my son, I love to cook, so I just, you know, so I would say about a year before we felt comfortable with, you know, holding hands or getting a kiss on the cheek, but we did not become, you know, intimate or anything like that. And I would say there was another young lady who was married, and Mail allowed me to speak to her, and I kind of got some wisdom from her with her and her husband, and she said for a time they had separated, and when they did come back, they just kind of took things very easily with, you know, hands, you know, holding hands and hugging. And then when they did finally become intimate, they did use protection because, again, you're so afraid of getting your loved one sick because you don't know how you got sick. So those are some of the things. I hope that answered your question. I'm sorry if I did.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you for that. And how long did it take you to fill 100%?
I would say from the protocol, started the protocol October 2014, I would not ever say I was 100%. If you ever listened to any of the calls, I would say that I had my life back 100%. I would not say that I could say that I was 100% until probably, I don't know. I would say, and maybe last year.
And do you ever notice any specs or anything once in a while and just kind of move on?
No, I don't have specs and stuff. I don't get that. I got that in the beginning. I had stopped having specs and all of that when I let my then boyfriend, you know, start to hold my hand and things like that. And, you know, what I used to do, and I don't know if anybody else has done this, I don't think I ever said this before, but how I kind of measured things coming out of my body, I wore gloves, like, all the time. When I cooked, I wore gloves. I even was wearing gloves at work because I'm the
boss. So that's where you got the nickname MJ?
No, I don't have the nickname MJ. That's so funny. But no, I wore gloves, and the reason why I wanted to say that is because I had what was coming out of my skin, and remember, everyone's symptoms are the same but different. So what was coming out of my skin was like a yellow film, and the only way I could determine, you know, whether or not that was coming out of my body was by wearing gloves because the gloves would turn yellow on the tip. And I wore gloves for the longest time, and it wasn't until I stopped getting any residue out of one of those gloves that I felt like, okay, it's okay for me. So that's when I knew that I was much better. The things that I was still getting were up until maybe a year and 8 months or so in was I would sometimes still get like a little scratch or something like that, but just started to feel like my body had quieted down. Because when you have this thing, it just feels like there's a party going on inside your body. You know, I had crawling, stinging, pinching, numbing, burning, you name it. It was, I had it. And it was, and it would go, it was like ping, ping, ping. It was, this was going here. This was going on in my hands. This was going on in my feet. My scalp, I completely shaved my head with a razor. And I had long hair. I cut it off, and I still was feeling it. So I razored it because in my brain, I was like, it has to be on my scalp. But I say all that to say I did, like, all of the extreme things to kind of make sure that I was eliminating this thing out of my body. The other thing that I did was that I continued to work out. I think people go back and forth with whether or not they think that's good or not. I thought it was great, as Mel always say, better out than in. And the me sweating, I felt like I was detoxing my body. I continued to run and work out, and it kept my energy up, and I think that was another reason that sped my process up. So I think the total time for me to feel like my life was back was about a year and 2 to 3 months to feel like this thing, I got it licked and I don't have to not say worry about it. But like, I don't take MMS anymore. I stopped taking that almost a year ago. I still take the vitamins. I still try to eat as clean as possible, but I can eat whatever I want without having any symptoms. I don't want to eat whatever I want because it's not good to eat whatever you want. it's better to treat your body with the respect that it deserves. So I know I'm all over the place with it, but I hope that answers your question. So about a year and 2 months is when I left my relationship back, and I would say about a whole 2 years is and when I could say, hey, I got this thing, and I don't need to take the oxygen anymore. I don't need to take any of that stuff anymore. I call it oxygen is what I call it, the MMS, so, because I feel like it just brought oxygen to my body, so.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Daisy, for taking the time to answer those questions. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aunt Laura. Is there anybody else who has a question? Because I have a question.
Yes.
All right. One of the things that you said is something that I preached forever and ever and ever. And I tell people that people who do this obtain the highest percentage of people who come to our website and recover their health, restore their health. Would you agree with me when I say read, 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 and read some more?
Absolutely.
I know that everybody thinks I'm punishing them and giving them this impossible homework assignment. But when you start reading everybody's story and you see that there are so many similarities from different people and you read that they're experiencing every single thing that you're going through, the fear completely dissipates. And then you can delve into focusing on just getting better. Would you agree?
I do. Like you said, reading, it absolutely took a lot of the anxiety away. I think that the condition feeds off the anxiety that we're feeling. And the thing is, you're not going to be able to talk to a lot of people, but reading made me feel connected to all of those people. And I couldn't wait. Sometimes I would stay up for hours reading because I couldn't wait to see what the next chapter was. And then I kind of, it also allowed me to gauge sometimes where I was based off of what they said. So it was very therapeutic to read. One, you find little tips and tricks inside of those stories and those threads. And you, again, you get hope. And you feel connected and you realize you're not alone. Even though those people might have gone through it 2 or 3 years before you did, you know that someone understands you. And at the end of the story, there is a rainbow.
Well, thank you very much. I don't think there's much more that I can say. You know, I love rainbows. You know that. Is there any other questions before we let this young lady retire for the day? Okay, well, I can only say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Dave. You know, as I had said with many of the others who came onto the show today, there were many, many great conversations back in the day.
I love you, and I owe so much of your hard work and your love for this community for, you know, restoring my life back. I never thought I would have the life that I have right now. And I owe a lot of it to you, and because you don't have to do this. And I just want to let you know I love you, and you'll always be in my prayers and in my thoughts. And so thank you so much, and whatever you need, I'll always be there.
Well, thank you very much. It appears from all our interactions that you've always been there, so thanks a lot. God.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, guys.